Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation facing great economic turmoil. Is it an economic catastrophe? Is it economic collapse? Well, no, not exactly. But when the market is down, as it was today, another 600 points. Really? 600? Okay, actually, the final market down 486 points. But bad enough, it's at a new low for 2022. What does it all mean? Is the market going down because the Federal Reserve is determined to keep slapping up higher interest rates in order to conquer inflation? Or is it because they don't think the Federal Reserve actually will conquer inflation? And so where are we headed? Toward recession or what? And what does it all mean politically? What are actually the odds of a change in direction in American government with Republicans taking over potentially both the House and the Senate? To get a perspective on all of that, it's always a pleasure for me to speak to my friend Jerry Boyer. He is the host of the new podcast, Meeting of the Minds, with Jerry Boyer. He is the author of The Maker versus the Takers, what Jesus really said about social justice and economics. He is a columnist at World News Group and the Christian Post. His latest piece is on last week's markets said inflation is still high, so the Fed will keep slowing the economy. Jerry, just very directly, will slowing the economy work, as it usually does, in actually bringing down inflation?
Yes, but it won't bring it down to normal levels. It will just bring it down from the extremely elevated levels that we've seen now. That's what the market indicators are saying right now.
And so when Chairman Powell actually says that we will get it down to 2%, which is their official goal, he may be overly optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he believes it, maybe he doesn't, but markets are acting as though he's serious about fighting inflation, but I also think they're taking into account the fact that if we trigger a serious recession, every single time that that's happened before, except Volcker Reagan, the Fed blinked, you know, or in a game of chicken, swerved and said, all right, we'll take the inflation, just get us out of this recession. So market indicators. So, you know, markets are people with skin in the game, not pundits like me prognosticating, but actual skin in the game. And they're looking forward and they're saying, next year the Fed's going to have to reverse, because the economy is just going to get too weak. So we peaked at almost 10% inflation, which I think was a peak and has gone down somewhat. So maybe we go down to 6 or 4% inflation, which is still high. I don't think we go back down to normal, which is like 3%. So I think we're in a stagflationary outlook right now, and that's what the markets, if you look at all of them, the stock market compared to the bond market and the different kinds of bond markets and the different stock markets, they're all saying the same basic story. Fed's going to keep hiking for a while. It will lower inflation somewhat, but it will probably cause a recession.
And what will that recession mean? Are we going to have a big surge in unemployment, which is usually part of what comes along with a recession?
No, and that's one of the things that's a little bit confusing here, because the Fed's philosophy, which is Keynesian economics, which I believe is wrong, and their dual mandate says, well, you need to fight inflation, but not cause too much unemployment. So they feel like they can really fight inflation until unemployment gets high. The problem is, we're almost never going to have high unemployment now because we're old. we're retiring. The labor force is dropping dramatically just because the baby boomers did not really replace themselves demographically. Plus, there's a shift in work ethic, and there are a lot of people who could work who simply choose not to work, partly because of a shift in work ethic and partly because the social safety net is getting to be more like a hammock. So the fact that we have low unemployment is not necessarily the traditional sign that the economy is good, because a lot of what's causing us to have low unemployment is people simply getting out of the labor market, either because they age out of the labor market, or culturally they just don't care to work anymore, or because they like the welfare benefits instead. And so the unemployment rate is only counts people who are looking. So unemployment is the percentage of people who are looking who don't have jobs. But a lot of us aren't looking anymore, and that makes unemployment look lower than the true reality.
Okay, if you were wearing, and I know you kind of do, a bracelet that said WWRRD, what would Ronald Reagan do? If Reagan and sidekick, though he wasn't appointed by Reagan, Paul Volcker, if they could be brought back to life and give advice for how to handle this economic turmoil we're in right now, what would they advise?
They would advise locking in the tax cuts that are going to expire and probably cutting taxes further. They would vastly change the way regulators are dealing with business. And a lot of the problem here is we have a managerial class that it's almost like doesn't matter what the law is, they just don't like business. So the regulators are really stepping on the throat of business. I see that in finance, but really in all places. So they would tell the regulators, get out of the way. Especially, they would be screaming that at anyone who's regulating energy. And they would say, our job is to flood the world with new, cheap, abundant American energy. Oil prices are down, but they're not down because we're producing. They're down because we're not consuming as much because of the slowing economy. So oil prices going down can be a good thing if it's increase in production, or it can be a bad thing if it's decrease in demand because we're not using it as much because we're not growing as much. So I think Reagan would unleash energy, unleash business, and say, let Powell do what he needs to do. And if we have to have a recession to beat inflation, that's okay. We're America. We'll get through it. I think that's what Reagan would do. Why do I think that? Because that's what he did do when we faced a similar situation before.
In terms of the next few months, one of the things that I always enjoy about talking with you is you're right up to date with the latest odds. And these are futures markets on politicians, on everything going on. First of all, the important things first. The market is very good that Aaron Judge shatters the record and actually gets 62 or more home runs. Doesn't that look almost sure?
I wasn't tracking that particular market. Sorry to let you down, my friend.
Okay, well, again, he's at 60 now, and they're still, I think the Yankees have 18 games, so I think that looks pretty good. I won't ask then about the Mariners, but what I will ask about is the elections coming up this November. Republicans take the House. Almost everyone seems to agree. What about that U.S. Senate?
Yeah, and the futures markets have almost double the probability. These aren't polls; these are probabilities. Have the Republicans taking the Republicans having the House as almost double the probability of Democrats keeping the House. Senate's a lot closer. I would say it's within the margin of error in the sense that futures markets tend to underestimate populism. But right now, they've got Democrats keeping the Senate, but, you know, with a spread that I think we can beat. So I'm not ready to bet that the bettors are right on the Senate, but I think the House is a foregone conclusion.
Some of the smart people now are saying the Senate's going to be 50-50 again. It won't be the same 50 because some of the older senators are leaving, but it'll be 50-50 again. What about in the brief time we have left, the presidency in 2024? Are people assuming Trump is going to run, yes or no?
yes, but they're not assuming he's going to win the primary. The market's giving a slight edge to DeSantis, but the markets say whichever one gets nominated, they likely beat Biden.
If Biden runs, which I think is highly unlikely, Jerry Boyer, always a pleasure for you. Appreciate your clarity and direct answers. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
On politics, I do believe that it is most likely that we will have two presidential nominees, neither of whom has served before as president, which means no Joe Biden and no Donald J. Trump. Now, it could be wrong. President Biden was out on the campaign trail. I mean, sort of. And he was actually responding to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who's making a bid to become Speaker, by promoting the GOP's new Commitment to America agenda. Here is what the President of the United States had to say about that. This is clip 7.
The MAGA Republicans just cheered and embraced the first Supreme Court decision in our entire history, the first one in our entire history, that just didn't fail to preserve a constitutional freedom. It actually took away a fundamental right that had been granted by the same court to so many Americans, the constitutional right to choose. And now nearly half the states in the United States of America have either passed the ban on abortion or will shortly. And in many states, abortion is already banned even in cases of rape and incest. A fundamental change. Already 166 House Republicans have signed on to a bill that would ban abortion nationwide. And the senior senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, has proposed a national ban on abortion with criminal penalties put on doctors and put them in jail if they, in fact, violate the ban.
Okay, I don't think that is part of Lindsey Graham's proposal, which I don't believe has even taken formal shape yet. And please note, Lindsey Graham's proposal, which was a stupid idea, and he shouldn't have brought it up, and it shouldn't be part of this election, because this is a matter... And it's something that conservatives have said literally for years and years and years and years. It's for states to decide. The idea of a national ban or a national right granted by the Congress of the United States regarding abortion, it may end up holding up legally and judicially, but it's a terrible idea. Federalism works, and if you believe in that, and especially given the fact that the national ban, first of all, it won't pass or get anywhere, the one Lindsey Graham is talking about. He's talking about a ban on late-term abortions. 95% of all abortions take place in the first 15 weeks. This bill that Republicans are talking about nationwide it would not interfere with 95% of the abortions that take place now. And there also, as Lindsey has said, there were exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. And that's worth pointing out, it seems to me. There's another story with, I'm done saying I'm sorry, so says Alex Jones. And he's just started another trial, and it's not going well. A dateline is Waterbury, Connecticut. Alex Jones' initial day of testimony in a trial for damages after years of lying about the Sandy Hook shooting ended in chaos. Confronted yesterday with the harm he has done by repeating lying on his InfoWars radio program and online show, and lying by saying that Robbie Parker, whose daughter Emily died in the massacre, was an actor, and nobody died in the massacre, Mr. Jones erupted in a rant that drew a contempt threat by Judge Barbara Bellis of State Superior Court. Is this a struggle session? Are we in China? I've already said I'm sorry, and I'm done saying I'm sorry, Alex Jones said. It sounded like this. Listen.
That's the real Robbie Parker, isn't it?
I mean, I said years ago I thought something would happen.
Robbie Parker's sitting right here. He's real, isn't he?
Yes.
And for years, you put a target on his back, didn't you?
Objection in the form of that judge.
Oh. Well, I mean, I said his name. It's true. I said other people saying who they are.
You put a target on his back, just like you did every single parent and loved one sitting here.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
That's argumentative. There's no, it's speculative. There is no foundation for it, and it's inappropriate.
Let's move on. He's a real people. You know,
I think you just told him to move on.
Just like all the Iraqis, but you liberals kill and love. It's just, you're unbelievable. You switch on emotions on and off when you want. It's just ambulance chasing.
Why don't you show a little respect?
Objection, Judge. I think that you get what you give in this court. Objection.
You have families in this courtroom here that lost children, sisters, wives, moms.
Is this a struggle session? Are we in China?
Okay, and then it goes on and gets worse. Listen.
I've already said I'm sorry 100 times, and I'm done saying I'm sorry. I didn't regenerate this. I wasn't the first person to say it. American governors didn't like being blamed for this, as the left did, so we rejected it mentally and said it must not be true. And but I legitimately thought it might have been staged, and I stand by that. I don't apologize for it.
And don't apologize, Mr. Jones. Please don't apologize.
No, I've already apologized to the parents over
because
and over again.
You know, you're
I don't apologize to you.
Objection.
Don't apologize
objection.
To you.
You're going to do it again.
Objection, guys.
Or objection.
No,
objection, argument.
Don't apologize
okay.
to you.
It's hard for me to get a word in edgewise.
Okay, that's the judge, and she was warning of a contempt citation. The situation doesn't look good for Alex Jones. In the first trial, there was a jury in Austin, Texas, which in August awarded Scarlett Lewis and Neil Heslin, parents of Jesse Lewis, who died at Sandy Hook. They won nearly $50 million, but Texas law caps that verdict as far less. Mr. Jones' effort to defend himself on Thursday was punctuated by violations of the judge's order barring mentions of partisan politics or politicians. As Mr. Jones' testimony got underway, he attempted to cast the trial in political terms, saying the most important thing to him is, quote, crushing the globalists. At other times, he professed little knowledge of attacks on the families and other InfoWars staff members had made on his show and said he did not recall things that he had said as recently as the previous day. So we will see how that goes. Again, it's such a monstrous lie and one seemingly calculated to torment the parents who genuinely had lost kids. Again, this is not a question of a freedom of speech case. It's a question of accountability case. And we will continue monitoring it. But again, you can't help but feel for the victims of the Sandy Hook horror. There's also a question about American leaders speaking to China. And one of the people who is taking on the issue of China and the Chinese threat, it's a threat to Taiwan, it's a threat to the whole world, is Ron DeSantis, who is obviously one of the front runners, you can say that, one of them, for the presidential nomination of the Republican Party. What did he say about combating the Chinese communists? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing a plan on Friday to spend nearly $1.5 billion in grants to fight the opioid crisis. The White House saying the grants will pay for more overdose medications, law enforcement, and sanctions against drug traffickers. Hurricane Fiona is lashing Bermuda with winds between 120 and 130 miles an hour. The island has opened shelters and closed schools and offices. And Premier David Burt says Bermuda's buildings are prepared to take on a storm like this.
For over 50 years, we've had building codes that ensure that all of our homes, residents, and businesses are able to withstand hurricane force winds. So we don't ever experience a significant amount of structural damage.
Wall Street setting a new closing low on Friday. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 486 points. USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a discussion in Florida. And again, one of the things that Ron DeSantis has, which is something that Alexander Hamilton wrote about in Federalist Papers, is energy in the executive. Think about it, how many times this one governor out of our 50 state governors has actually gotten the attention of the country. And it's not just because he's a presidential possibility. It's because he's an activist governor. And he's trying to do things to advance his values and his agenda. And right now he is concerned about a trend that a number of people have observed in Florida, which is that Chinese communists, the Chinese government, in effect, is buying up a great deal of land in Florida. And DeSantis wants to try to stop it. How? Listen, this is clip 10.
The CCP or a front group company or something, they'll buy like all this land, farmland and all this other stuff. And you're thinking, how is that in our national interest to be selling all this land? And, you know, they pay a lot more than it's worth, and that's why people are doing it. But from a national security perspective, is that something that we want to see? And a lot of times there'll be companies that will put themselves out as private, but if you peel back the onion a little bit, they're basically controlled by the Chinese government. So we think that that's something that the U.S. as a whole needs to take much more seriously, and what we're going to be doing in Florida is doing that. You also have the CCP buying land near our military installations. Why are they doing that? Well, of course, they want to get intelligence. They want to know what's going on here in the United States. And we have 21 different military branches from every branch of the armed forces here in the state of Florida, and we view that as something that's significant. So we have to be on the lookout for what they're doing. So today we are going to propose legislation to pass a bill to prohibit the purchase of these lands, including lands near military bases, by China and other countries of concern.
Okay, but again, right for a governor to take that matter under advisement? I mean, I think there's a question about how these laws will work, and a question about whether this is primarily, since it deals with national security, a federal concern. But I think it shows some of the reasons that many people are rallying behind DeSantis, because he is a doer. It is energy in the executive, as they said long ago. Pam in Richland, Washington, sent in an email, and this goes back to a previous email that we received that said that implied that Jesus was a liberal. It didn't just imply it; it said it. And she writes back, "Yes, indeed, Jesus would be a Democrat. I became a Christian in high school. Someone gave me a Bible, and I read the New Testament over and over, especially the red letters. At age 18, I became baptized and felt it my duty to be a disciple of Jesus, which meant put down your sword, turn the other cheek, think of others as higher than yourself, and so on and on. I was shocked that Republicans are the," and she puts in quotes, "Christians. Not by what Jesus said. Republicans are just the opposite of what Jesus practiced." Pam, there is one aspect where I honestly believe that people like you, and I assume based upon your email that you still consider yourself a Christian, but one of the things that turns conservatives sometimes against the view of Christianity that you're talking about is that it doesn't talk about the freedom to practice your Christian faith today. And the interference with religious liberty, and one of the big issues on this was we had a tradition in America of non-sectarian prayer. Sometimes it was even sectarian prayer in schools. When that was banned, and it was banned in 1961. It's a long time ago. And when you began to have people wanting to take back the insertion of under God was used in the Gettysburg Address, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. And that was adapted to the Pledge of Allegiance. When people were opposed to that, when it appeared that there was a desire by people on the left to enforce not any religious faith, but a secular non-faith, that is one of the reasons that so many people are afraid that eventually you will find people on the left side of things who use the threatening a tax deduction, who interfere with free practice of your religious faith. And that is something, when you're looking at what you find to be surprising or hypocritical about people on the right who are deeply religious, you should think about their concerns, which are, I think, very real and not crazy at all, to believe that decisions about how you understand the Bible should be left not to the government but to the individual. Then this came in from Bill in Seattle, and we've had so many like this over the years. Bill says, "I heard you approve of the idea that America is the greatest. It wasn't just me approving of the idea. It's 63% of all Democrats, 91% of all Republicans. That's a new poll. He said, America's not the greatest, and how foolish to believe in that lie. It's so arrogant, it's so childish, it's so embarrassing. Europeans would never say that about their nation. Never? Deutschland über alles? Germany above everything? Come on. Great nations don't allow citizens to sleep on the streets. Great nations don't start wars. And great nations don't have armed citizens and a massive amount of nukes. Really? You think that having a massive amount of nukes, do you think that Great Britain, which has quite a few nukes, is a great nation? I do. What great countries do is care for its citizens, cover their needs, and make their lives peaceful and safe. I think God helps make your life peaceful and safe. I think it's difficult for a government to make life entirely peaceful and safe or protected. I've lived abroad and it is glorious. So what brought you back, Bill? You should try it and get off your high horse, signed Bill in Seattle. I'd be interested to know where he lived abroad. Part of what great means, and if you look in any dictionary definition, great means not only wonderful and exceptional, but it means consequential. It means big. Great in a traditional English means large and substantial. And America is that. If you think about what's happened in Ukraine just recently, what other nation would have been in a position to help Ukraine resist and to rally the world? And one of the reasons that basically America is so exceptionally great and deserves the title the greatest nation on God's green earth is because it is the one indispensable nation. Without the United States, it's unthinkable that the Cold War would have been won. It's unthinkable that World War II would have been won. And yes, I know Russians played a role in that with the war on Europe. But winning World War II and entering an era of relative peace and tremendous economic progress, that was the achievement of the United States. That is, in fact, the American miracle. Okay, there are a bunch of films, and one that's fairly miraculous from an entertainer who I've never particularly enjoyed, who turns out a terrific film based on a best-selling children's novel. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, wishing everyone a peaceful, satisfying, meaningful break in your weekend activities. And yes, it is the Sabbath. It is the Lord's Day on Sunday for Christians out there everywhere. But there's also a special greeting for all Jewish people who are listening and all people who follow Jewish holidays, which is Lashana Tova, which means a good year, because Jewish New Year begins on Sunday night, and the days of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, are Monday and Tuesday. And it's a time for family get-togethers and a time for also reflection, looking back over the year just passed and figuring out what could have been done better, and resolving to try to improve yourself, and by implication, by improving yourself, improving the world. And may there be a satisfying and wonderful good new year to facilitate that. We are going to have next week, toward the end of the week, some terrific guests, including Andrew McCarthy, about the fentanyl crisis and more. And also we'll be joined by Bill O'Reilly. His perspective, always controversial and always enlightening. Meanwhile, the latest from Hollywood. Okay, I have never been a fan of the Girls series on TV, or of Lena Dunham, or her political activism, or her personal pronouncements, or her various struggles against various people who don't need to be enemies. And hearing that she had a new movie that was coming out where she was the co-writer, she was the director, she was the producer, I didn't have a lot of confidence in it. The film is based upon a 1997 young adult's novel, or children's novel, really, and it's about a girl who's 14 years old, growing up in medieval England. The year is supposed to be 1291. The film is called Catherine Called Birdie. And it's a rugged title, but it's a fairly wonderful film, and it perplexes me. It's a film of a girl coming of age, and her father is the lord of a manor who has been very sloppy about his money. He's desperate for money to pay some of the bills, and the only source of money that he can see is getting a big dowry for his 14-year-old eligible daughter. And she does not, however, actually cotton to some of the suitors that he has picked out, who range in age from 80 to 9 years old. I mean, come on, it's medieval England. It's 1291. Film sounds like this.
You're my only daughter. If I say that you shall be married, then married you shall be.
Would I choose to die rather than be forced to marry? I do not think either option appealing or fair.
Okay, the film is actually very funny. It's very touching. The royal of medieval England is beautifully created. Is it historically viable? Not entirely. One of the things they do is they illustrate it with a contemporary musical soundtrack. Sometimes it's played on lute to make it sound more period-oriented. But basically the message being that a 14-year-old girl coming of age, a big part in the plot is when she discovers what they refer to as the Red Lady. She doesn't know anything about it. It has to do with her period. The film is also in praise of family, because it turns out that her mother and her father, who are very well played, are people with whom you can be deeply sympathetic. The film will make you laugh. There are parts of it that are deeply moving. It isn't perfect, because again, I think some of the musical selections and some of the contemporary references sort of take you out of the period and take you out of the suspension of disbelief. It is PG-13 for some references to sexuality and more. 3 stars for Catherine Called Birdie, which I think is easily the most recommendable film of those released this week. Another big film that has a lot of discussion and debate about it, it's almost 3 hours long, and it's rated NC-17. And it's rated NC-17 because there's a great deal of nudity, and there's also a great deal of horrifyingly brutal sex, some of it involving John F. Kennedy. A film's about Marilyn Monroe, and it's based upon a novel about Marilyn, not a biography, but a novel by Joyce Carol Oates that came out a few years ago. The film is called Blonde, and it emphasizes the very hard life that Marilyn, or Norma Jean Mortensen, or Norma Jean Baker, she had earlier names before she took the Marilyn Monroe name. She had a very difficult life that is shown in all its horror here. Listen.
How did you get your start?
What start?
In movies.
I guess I was discovered. I know you're supposed to get used to it, but I just can't. I can't face doing another scene with Marilyn Monroe. When I come out of my dressing room, I'm Norma Jean. Marilyn Monroe only exists on the screen.
Okay, and part of that idea that Marilyn Monroe only exists on the screen is the film moves back and forth between black and white and color. But unlike Wizard of Oz, there's no particular reason why it shifts from black and white to color. It's a brilliant performance by Ana de Armas, who is the young Cuban-American actress who is sensational in the film. She doesn't look that much like Marilyn. but she gets the voice and does a phenomenal performance, particularly when Marilyn gets into trouble toward the end of her life. Part of what is disappointing in the film is it's so unsympathetic to all the people around her, all the people in her life who treat her horribly. There is a horrible, chilling sequence about her having sex, performing a sex act on the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy. For some reason, the men in her life are not identified. Joe DiMaggio is here, played by Bobby Cannavale. The film's very unfair to Joe DiMaggio because it shows him simply as an evil wife beater. Her other husband, Arthur Miller, the playwright, is played by Adrian Brody. He is also very two-dimensional. The idea that Andrew Dominik, who wrote and directed the film, has a tremendous visual sense. And some of the scenes where you're seeing the world from Marilyn's point of view and the eager crowds pulsing around her and some of what she experienced are just cinematically stunning, which is why, despite the NC-17 rating, I would give it 2.5 stars. But it's an ordeal to sit through, and it leaves you feeling terrible. Don't Worry, Darling is a comedy, eerie horror film about a utopian 1950s world that has been set up somewhere. You don't know exactly when, which is one of the mysteries in the film. It's called Victory, and it's a scene full of cult followers for Chris Pine, and Florence Pugh is married to Harry Styles in the film, and Harry Styles, the pop star, making his serious acting debut. But something is wrong in their perfectly orderly cult paradise. Listen.
All of you wives, we men, we ask a lot. We ask for strength, food at home, a house clean, and discretion above all else.
Welcome to the Victory Project. We're all here because we believe in the mission.
What are we doing?
Changing the world.
Do you even know what the Victory Project actually is?
I'm curious to hear where she's going with this.
Okay, you never do know what the Victory Project actually is. And Florence Pugh plays the central character who's on screen almost the entire movie. It's directed by Olivia Wilde. And it will remind a lot of people of The Truman Show or Stepford Wives or something about a removed, controlled environment with a dark secret. Part of what's frustrating about the film is you never found out what exactly the secret is. It is a rated R. There are some very graphic sex scenes, including one in which someone is spread out on a dining room table and the dishes clatter. There's a lot of broken silverware with the film. That's rated R, 2 stars for Don't Worry, Darling. And you shouldn't need to worry. We will be back with more reasons to feel inspired and grateful, in particular, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.